The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us bright and early. We're able to say bright finally for a change with all this crazy rain. Very nice to have that. And again, I'm sure you got the coffee going, got the tea going, got the eggs going. So we're in for a good treat today because we're going to talk all about the Federal Reserve. We're going to kind of demystify all the Fed. And by the way, the Fed and what they do, cutting rates, raising rates, all these things they do really impact your investment. So, again, you've heard of saying, don't fight the Fed. Well, we're not going to fight the Fed today. We're going to dissect the Fed for you to become a better investor. Now, what are the goals of the Fed? I mean, they have a lot of goals. You know, try to keep the dollar stable, make sure we don't have inflation or hyperinflation, make sure we don't have deflation or recession. They have a tough task. Now, by changing the Fed fund rates up and down, controls the money supply. Again, we're not going to get all down to M1, M2, M3. We're going to kind of make it so we understand it, so we can make better investment choices, better investment decisions around what the Fed is doing. But the Fed, generally speaking, when things get too hot, you know, again, right now for a while we've been in a kind of Goldilocks economy, not too hot, not too cold. But when things get too hot, inflation starts rising, the Fed often is going to raise interest rates to make sure things don't get out of hand. By raising interest rates, that means variable equity lines go higher. You know, those companies are paying more in interest expense, and that actually is a higher cost of money, so to speak. And therefore, that kind of slows things down. Conversely, you know, we've lived through this where we had cuts after cuts after cuts to try to stimulate the economy when things are kind of going south, and stimulating the economy by making money cheaper. That is, your interest rates start going lower in credit cards. Well, that rarely happens, but your equity line goes down lower. You get a chance to refinance. Companies also get a chance to refinance, and it helps stimulate because there's more dollars than in consumers and businesses' pockets to go out and buy more goods and services. So that's kind of the cycle of the Fed, or what they're mandated to do. Now, gosh, you think about like 2007, 2008, 2009. I know we go back some time, but we want to get some perspective so you can understand kind of what happened back then. 2007, the Fed's raising rates. And remember, this was the subprime lending and all this crazy type of mortgages, all these kind of just pay interest only and put no money down. And so while they're raising interest rates, what happened, a lot of these mortgage rates started resetting. So someone was paying 3%, now paying 9%, and it kept going. And next thing, that popped the real estate bubble. And then from there, we had Lehman having issues, well, more than issues, and those tentacles spread very wide, too big to fail, and the whole market and economy collapsed. But part of the reason why, and the Fed really did probably have to raise rates at some point to try to, you know, slow things down, cool things off, particularly in the real estate market, but by raising rates the way they did, eventually it popped. And that's really important to know because, you know, that when you're fighting the Fed and interest rates are going higher, and they're fighting the Fed and interest rates go higher, you're bound to have some type of major correction. So watch this very closely in what the Fed is doing. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, all about the Fed, the Federal Reserve, how they work, and what you need to know as an investor. Now, catch us here Monday through Friday right here on WHD around 8:25 in the morning. I'm on the Mike and Casey Show. I'll give you the national news, market news, local business news, and local index, the Hudson Valley Index, every Monday through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday around 8:25 in the morning. We get a break on Saturday, and we're back with you every Sunday morning right here. Also, on the way home, Monday through Friday, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, around 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show. He'll also give you the national averages, market news, you know, all those type of goodies, including the Hudson Valley Index. It's been kind of interesting lately, the Hudson Valley Index keeping up with the rest of the indexes here. We actually have some interesting companies that are in there. We'll talk about that later. But again, we got you covered around the clock. So this morning, A GPS for Your Finances, all about the Fed. The Fed's goal is to try making sure we don't have inflation, make sure we don't have a recession. It's kind of a thread the needle type of situation. But I do kind of, I've called our friend Fed Chair Powell, on national TV, including Fox Business, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type of policymaker. That's probably not so nice. But that really describes the last several months, the last 6 to 9 months or so of the Fed policies and why the market's bounced up and down. That's why we really want to get this right today and try to articulate as best as I can how this works so you understand this from an investment point of view. So the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde that I pointed out started on October 4th, 2018, when Fed Chair said, you know what, we're far away from neutral. That means we have to raise rates more. I'm kind of scratching my head because the summer of 2018, things are slowing down. Home builders are slowing down. We saw real estate prices kind of come down. And here's the Fed talking about raising rates. I thought there was a disconnect. I happen to be right, but I'm not the Fed chair and I'll make these decisions. So in October 4th, that's when the market started correcting. Remember that? Fast forward to December 18th to December 19th, they had another Fed meeting. And at that meeting, Fed Chair Powell said they're going to raise rates another quarter point, which they did, and raise rates throughout 2019. And we had the little question-answer session, and the market's selling off crazy. So that's December 18th, December 19th, the Fed raising rates. Remember, I said, don't fight the Fed? Well, that's what happened. Raising rates, cutting off the growth of the economy, essentially. And then, therefore, if you think about it, December 24th, I think, was the low in this market cycle, Christmas Eve of all days. Ended at 1 o'clock. I think the market was down 700-some points. But in the month up between October through December, at that point, the market was down nearly 20%. So started with this kind of hawkish point of view. And for a lot of people, again, including the President of the United States, said, wait a second, we're trying to do everything we can to grow the economy, right? We're, you know, cutting taxes, we're trying to cut regulation, trying to bring more companies back here to the U.S., trying to increase manufacturing. You know, these are different goals. And on the other side, here you have Fed Chair Powell. Every time we get GDP over 3%, coming in, running with a cold bucket of water to throw on top of the economy by raising interest rates. So at that time, I remember being on national TV and people say, wait a second, don't you think there's an overreaction to the market the way October, November, December has been? I mean, just down, 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 down every day. I said, no, it's not an overreaction. It's actually the right reaction. Investors are really scared that the Federal Reserve will put us to yet another recession like they did in 2008, 2009. Again, it's not all the Fed's fault, all the crazy speculation in real estate, but the Fed raising rates 2007 led eventually to the bubble being burst. But I said, no, that's the right reaction because the people get it. You start raising interest rates the way they're raising rates. They were talking about 4 more rate hikes in 2019 on top of 9 rate hikes we had already. It was like, wait a second, slow down a little bit. So after this message, we're going to go right back into the Fed and understand then what happened in January that got the market lifted off to make you a better investor. So again, at GPS for Your Finances, today's topic, all about the Fed. We'll be right back after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, all about the Federal Reserve, to make you a better investor. And another way to make a better investor is the book offer you just heard from Mike Bennett, Not Your Father's Retirement. Get your pen and paper ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. The early bird gets the worm. You're up nice and early. Get this book for free. The first 20 callers. I know you can do it. You can be the first 20. Let's do it. 845-371-0101. The book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us. Sometimes you can't. Chapter by chapter leads the way. So again, 845-371-0101. 0101. Today we're discussing all about the Federal Reserve. In that book, Not Your Files Retirement, we speak a little bit about that. Again, some of this stuff may be over your head, but that's why I wanted to get the book to reinforce some of the things that we're doing here every Sunday morning. Retirement is important. If you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. Not Your Files Retirement. 845-371-0101. Now, right before the break, we're speaking about the Federal Reserve, and the Fed was raising rates kind of dramatically back in 2018. So they raised rates 9 times in December 18th, December 19th. They were going on and on and on, talking about raising rates in 2019 as if the economy is going crazy. And we're all scratching our head and saying, wait a second, there's no inflation here. Remember, the mandate of the Federal Reserve is to make sure we don't have inflation, make sure we don't have deflation, make sure we have recession. It's a tough thing to do to kind of, you know, change monetary policy, so to speak. But in late 2018, remember, the market's selling off. Why? Because it looks like the Fed is going to put us through another recession. Keep raising rates, people can't refinance. If they want to buy a home, the cost of a home's going up. Equity line rates are going higher. Corporations are paying more for interest and so forth. And on the other side, we have these tax cuts that are supposed to stimulate the economy. And here we have the opposite. We have higher interest rates slowing down the economy. This kind of like sea change back and forth. Then around on January 4th of 2019, when it looked like things were just going to be abysmal year for 2019, Fed Chair Powell, a meeting along with ex-Fed Chair Bernanke and Yellen, stated that as far as future rate hikes, that they'd be more patient and more flexible when it comes to further rate hikes. And then the market literally U-turned right in 2019. But remember, on January 4th, if he said, no, we're going to keep raising rates through 2019, the market would continue to crumble because it looked like, again, the cost of money would be going up, costing businesses and consumers alike. But now on January 4th, I guess he looked at the data that we all looked at prior to him making these decisions, why I call Fed Chair Powell Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde policymaking. Dr. Jekyll, October 4th, 2018, raising rates and talking about inflation. I didn't see any. Then the Mr. Hyde part of it, I guess you can call it, on January 4th, saying, hey, you know what? As far as any other hikes, remember, coming into January 2019, we're talking about several different rate hikes. And on January 4th at that meeting, Fed Chair Powell finally acknowledged what all of us were seeing, is that things were kind of gradually slowing down. Again, not a major slowdown, but things are slowing down, and that we really didn't need the Federal Reserve taking a cold bucket of water and throwing it on top of the economy by raising rates. So on January 4th, they decided to be more flexible, more patient with interest rates. In the first quarter of 2019, well, the market got back on track. Companies now look like, okay, more of a buy, less money going for interest payments. Consumers started now say, geez, you know, breathe a sigh of relief that maybe they could refinance. The equity lines start going down, so forth and so on. So we got through all that. And then, of course, April, the market was doing pretty good with the earnings and so forth. But then the month of May, the market took it on the chin, not because of the Federal Reserve, but because of China, U.S., and that was another topic that we covered. But getting back to the Federal Reserve, it was just a couple of weeks ago, Fed Chair Powell indicated that, again, we're going to keep an eye on this, be data dependent, and things really slow down because of China and U.S. not making a deal, and things are slowing down around the world, that to be willing to cut rates. And finally, just this past week, the Federal Reserve met on Tuesday and Wednesday, left interest rates unchanged, but left the door open for further interest rate cuts. Now, remember, we're talking about rate hikes all through this time. They're now talking about rate cuts later on in 2019. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Check us out on MahoneyGPS.com. Just like it says, actually, it's a GPS. If you're 5 years of retirement, the GPS will bring you some resources. 10 years of retirement, again, right on the website. It's like a mini GPS, bring you right there. Already retired, got some ideas, boom, right there. So Mahoney GPS, we try to navigate. The reason why I say that is I think about like a car, and you kind of go to a wedding, you put in your destination, and, you know, I call her Mindy, my GPS. Mindy, okay. So rerouting, we're doing this. Okay, oh, there's some traffic. And you do. So same thing with financial planning, right? It doesn't go in a straight line. Okay, your destination is, you know, 65 years old, I'm on $6,000 a month. Well, how do we get that? That's where we do our GPS projections. That's where we do that. That's why I encourage you to take a look at our website, MahoneyGPS.com. And of course, later on, we'll talk about a book, Not Your Files Retirement, as a resource that's for free. We want to become better investors, educated investors. And maybe you'll use us. You say, well, I like this guy Mahoney on Sunday mornings. I like kind of what they're saying. I want to hear more about it. And the Federal Reserve, for some people, it's over their head. I get it. I'm trying to simplify as best as I can. But it's really important because it has a great impact on the stock market. And that stock market, for most people that are tuning in, that have 401k plans or 403b plans or IRAs or some of that are kind of tied to the market. All of us seem to be more tied to the market than ever before. So the Federal Reserve had this Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type of way. October 4th, Dr. Jekyll raising rates, or talking about raising rates. December 17th, December 18th, the week before Christmas, the Grinch stole Christmas, raising rates again, and we had just a nasty sell-off. It was December to remember. It was the worst December since 1933. Not the December, remember those ads we hear all the time, but the December to remember because the market took it on the chin. And January 4th, a quick U-turn 3 weeks after. Just again, December 18th, December 19th, the Fed meeting, the Fed rate hike, and also future rate hikes talked about. And then on January 4th, kind of saying, oh, you know, we're not going to raise rates. You know, that's on 3-4 weeks. That's why Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, there's quick personality changes by Fed Chair Powell, because he started noticing by the Fed just talking about raising rates was getting people scared. Management of companies, you know, individuals, you know, started getting scared by the promise of more interest rate hikes in 2019. Thankfully, we haven't had those because we already had 9 rate hikes already. But that's why it's really important to know what the Fed is thinking, follow what they're doing. Again, they put the minutes out and so forth, something I follow very closely in our newsletters that we put out. Well, we'll be right back after these messages, and we're going to tackle a little bit more about the Federal Reserve and how it can impact you as an investor.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning. So glad you're tuning in. Right up after me is Casey. She's got a great program, kind of keeping your health and keeping your mindset, kind of mind, body, soul, all great stuff that she does. So you just heard Mike Bennett, or her friend, and our friend, offer my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. Why is he offering my book? Oh, I told him to offer my book for free. Yes, the first 20 callers this morning will get my book for free, semi-autobiography, Not Your Father's Retirement. Why is it semi-autobiography? It's kind of about my father. Unfortunately, passed away a few years ago, but he was a local 38 worker, sheet metal worker, construction worker, headquarters out of Brewster, New York. And there he had a pension, an annuity, healthcare, vision. You don't see that anymore. Vision and dental and all these type of great things. Not Your Father's Retirement. So it's almost semi-autobiography because I don't have those things. As a company that we run, I have to pay for all those type of things. And you may also. So Not Your Father's Retirement. Get that book for free. 845-371-0101. I'll give it to you again. Get pen and paper together. 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel, get there safely. And then when you get there, go to WHED.com. Should be one of your favorites anyway. Come on, so many great things that are happening in the Hudson Valley. And gosh, look at the calendar events, all these great things at WHED. But on the lower right-hand side, you'll see my book offer there for free. The first 20 that either call or email in or through the website will get it for free. 845-371-0101 or WHD.com, lower right-hand corner. So we were just, before the break, discussing the Fed and how the Fed works. And again, watching it very closely. Again, they're trying to keep this equilibrium where we don't have hyperinflation or inflation, or we don't slip back into a recession. Now, we've been in a 10-year expansion. It's historic. Usually, we go like 4 or 5 years and have a recession. And so far, the Fed's doing a pretty good job, even though I named him Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde the last several months because of the herky-jerky of we're going to raise rates, and now we're going to lower rates. So the last meeting, which was just this week, we learned that he's mindful of all the things that are happening around the world, where I thought on October 4th, December 18th, 19th, he wasn't all that mindful. But now he's more mindful, recognizing things are slowing down. So one of the concerns that he has and others on the policymaking committee is that the global economy is slowing down. China's been slowing down. Europe's been slowing down. Yet they've been adding more and more stimulus to their economy. EU, the European Union, just added more stimulus to try to keep their economy going, as did China. So, you know, one of the biggest concerns is all the slowdown we've seen in the last couple of years of global economies hasn't hit our shores here in the U.S. But definitely the trade, China-U.S. trade, is slowing things down in general, not only here in the U.S., not only in China, but around the world. So, and oil's been a good proxy for that. That's another topic. But the Federal Reserve has to kind of keep its eye on the ball and say, wait a second, what's more of a risk right now, inflation or deflation or slowing economy? At the moment, the Fed is saying, hey, we're more at risk, not inflation. Inflation is running at 1.5% to 1.8%. And they even said in their own numbers, like, wait, with low unemployment, we're supposed to have higher inflation. It doesn't necessarily work that way, but it has in the past. But yet, think about it. Here we are in 2019, and now we're really thinking more of a slowdown. I mean, it was just 2018, the economy is expanding, and what changed? Well, what changed is U.S. and, again, partially, again, you can't blame it all on U.S. and China trade, but the tariffs are definitely having an impact on companies, and you're hearing other companies, like Apple saying, gee, you know, we get so much product from there, we may have to go somewhere else, we have to do something else. You're hearing that over and over again, but there's definitely a mindset for those who manage billions of dollars, for those who have companies they're CEOs of, to really look at this big picture and say, wait a second, things are really slowing down. We really may need a Federal Reserve cut. Now, whether they get the cut at the next meeting in July or sometime in September, look, I'm in the camp as I don't like this cycle. I don't like where the people are rooting for negative news or, you know, not so great economic news so they can cut rates. I kind of like the idea when the economy is going strong and they have to raise rates a little bit just to make sure we don't go into inflation. But this is the cycle that we're in. This, like I said, a 10-year expansion. The Fed's done a pretty good job kind of, you know, beep-bopping and cutting rates and raising rates and trying to do what they can to keep things stable. And we've had a 10-year expansion. But that being said, the second half of this year, at least according to their forecast, the economy is going to slow down. The question is, I've said before, we want to watch the Fed and what they do. When they cut rates, generally speaking, that's good. The market likes them. When they raise rates, you're fighting the Fed in general. Like late 2018, we saw the market go down and you didn't want to fight the Fed, meaning when the rate goes higher, you're fighting them. You're fighting against them, so to speak. Don't want to do that. Now the question is, as they cut rates, if the economy still stays stable or pretty decent, they're cutting rates, that's a great recipe for stocks. However, like in times past, like in 2008, 2009, where the economy fell off a cliff and came and accelerated to the downside, the rate cuts had very little impact. They really didn't have much of an impact, again, until some time later. It takes some while to get through the system. So it is a very big balancing act for the Federal Reserve to try to tinker this, that we are slowing down. Are we slowing down enough to have some rate cuts? And with Fed fund rates at 2.25%, 2.5%, they don't have a lot of arrows in the quiver. It's not like we're up to 5%. They can keep cutting rates. They have a lot of room to work with to get to zero. We're just not that far above zero. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, all about the Fed, the Federal Reserve. I hope you visit us online at MahoneyGPS.com. Gosh, we have all my TV clips on there, all the videos. I'm on Fox Business, CNBC, so forth and so on. We also have a lot of articles. We have all the archives here every week that, you know, we do WHD. It goes on the website, gets archived. Great articles. Again, I think great articles. And also, it is a GPS website. You actually can kind of navigate around our website. You kind of say, gee, I'm 10 years of retirement. Click, droop, and it brings you kind of all different resources and what you should be doing in your 10 years of retirement. Hey, if you're 5 years of retirement, if you're already retired. So we have that all on the website. So please visit us on that. And today's topic, all about the Federal Reserve. I guess this topic is well overdue because there's a lot to talk about here because everything is happening around the Fed. If you actually look at its chart and the Fed's comments on October 4th, again, saying that we're far away from neutral, need to raise rates. December 18th, December 19th meeting where they raise rates. January 4th, where they said we're going to kind of leave rates alone, be more patient, more flexible. And now the most recent meeting just a couple days ago, saying most likely the next move is not to raise rates, is to cut rates. If you superimpose everything the Federal Reserve did on a chart of the market, they absolutely all correlate, they absolutely overlap. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's topic, all about the Fed. Please visit us on MahoneyGPS.com. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous week.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.